Welcome to our podcast, where we explore the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity and discuss the latest threats, trends, and strategies to stay protected in the digital landscape. The security situation in Ecuador has been brought under scrutiny following a series of car bombings and hostage scenarios which have taken place in its prisons, and highlighted the country's fragile security environment. In a series of worrying events, inmates from six different prisons across Ecuador have taken a total of 57 guards and police officers hostage. The motivations behind these actions remain uncertain, but they have sparked immediate concerns about the level of security within the country's prison system. Additionally, numerous car bomb explosions have created an atmosphere of apprehension in the country, underscoring the complexities faced by Ecuador's law enforcement and security agencies in maintaining national order and security. While the government and relevant authorities are working relentlessly to handle this critical situation and ensure the safety of all hostages, the recurring incidents have revealed the weaknesses in Ecuador's infrastructure and raised questions about the effectiveness of its security mechanisms. These incidents hold implications that reach beyond prison walls, affecting the wider society and challenging societal perceptions of safety. As investigations continue and efforts to secure the release of the hostages are underway, it is hoped that solid measures will be implemented to address these problems and reinforce the country's security framework. In spite of Ecuador's stunning landscapes and vibrant culture, which often dominate attention, these recent events emphasize that the country's security challenges should be a priority. A coordinated effort from the government, in partnership with international peers, is crucial to adequately address these issues and restore a sense of safety for the citizens of Ecuador. In the latest news from the National Cybersecurity Center, the UK's NCSC is cautioning about cybersecurity attacks on artificial intelligence, AI. The organization is offering insights into two particular kinds of attacks, prompt injection and data poisoning attacks. Both are designed to target organizations using machine learning models and could considerably compromise their cybersecurity. The NCSC has explained the methods employed in these types of attacks to assist organizations in mitigating potential risks related to AI-based systems. This alert emphasizes the necessity for robust cybersecurity strategies and underlines the indispensability for organizations to remain vigilant in safeguarding their AI technologies. And that concludes our discussion on cybersecurity, a vital, ever-evolving field that demands our attention and vigilance in today's digital era. Stay safe, stay secure, and until next time.